Flying at any cost. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now it appears that laptops may be banned from the passenger cabin. And you can't blame the airlines for that, but it is part of the sad evolution of air travel, from a treat to be enjoyed to an ordeal to be endured. The question is, why has it come to this? An article in Sunday's New York Times says part of it is Wall Street, which sees you not as a passenger to be pampered, but a parcel to be packed into a 17-inch seat with a snack box of vending machine food. And as that food forces its way through your pinched digestive tract, investors are enjoying excellent returns. For example, shares in United Airlines, which sold for $25 5 years ago, now sell for around $80. Which brings me to travel tip number one. Don't just buy a cheap ticket. Buy stock in the airline that sold it to you. If you're going to be miserable anyway, at least make some money on it. And I can hear you saying, there you go, blaming the profit motive. But actually, I don't blame the profit motive. I blame passengers who keep flying the airlines they profess to hate. Only one thing keeps rapacious greed in check, and that is customers willing to take their business elsewhere. But we don't. We'll stuff ourselves into anything that flies. Which brings me to travel tip number two. Live closer to your destinations. You should be no more than 2 hours driving distance from family or 4 hours from a decent resort. Any farther, and you've tied your fortunes to the airlines. Now, if you truly can't stand your family, by all means, live farther away. In that case, the sorry state of air travel is a blessing. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.